just state your name and ABC number for the record.
Aaron Jones, 284-125.
Thank you, sir. You've been with Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy for your revocation hearing this morning. And based on information that we have, you are here because of the two allegations that we find on your warrant. And based on information that I see, you were notified of this hearing back on February the 4th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes,
and on the among other things, said that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. I don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
That is correct.
And as you can see, there are five board members participating in your hearing today, and I would like to introduce them to you. To your right, this side, of the Honorable Mr. Rui Caruanas. Next to him is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. Other side of myself, the Honorable Ms. Leah Rittenhouse. On the other side of Ms. Rittenhouse is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel lead for your hearing this morning. We also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Grady, the gentleman that you can see now. Mr. Grady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today. Mr. Jones and Mr. Grady, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth will help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do.
I have an amendment.
Okay, what is the amendment, sir?
On the first page, date of the offense, over at the top, and change that 5-7-2009 to
1-17-12. Okay, so repeat that again for me. Five, what
now? You can change it to 5-7-2009,
mm-hmm. Change that to 1-17-12. Okay, just a minor change. Any objection by any board member or by Mr. Jones? Hearing none, so noted. Thank you so very much for calling that to our attention, Honorable Mr. Grady. Okay, as I indicated, Mr. Jones, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them separate, and please tell me whether it's true or false. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7. It's demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on about January 8th, 2019, per the task GCMS MAT report dated January 11, 2019. Sir, is that true or false?
It's false.
Okay, sir, we'll come back to that and get some further information that you explained in just a few moments. The next allegation reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 4. It's demonstrated by your failure to participate in substance abuse counseling at the Maricopa Reentry Center located at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about January 15, 2019. Again, sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, sir. I want to go back now to allegation number one, which Mr. Jones has testified that it is false, and we're going to get some information on that one from the Department of Corrections, from Mr. Grady, and then we will give Mr. Jones the opportunity to tell us why it is false. Mr. Grady, would you give us some testimony on allegation number one, sir?
Allegation number one. On 1-8-2019, the defendant submitted a urine sample at TAS Labs. The urine sample submitted on 1-8-2019 tested positive for methamphetamine per TAS GCMS lab report dated 1-11-2019, and it has supporting documents.
Okay, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Grady. And back to you, Mr. Jones. Now, why did you say that that allegation is false, sir?
On 1-5-2019, I went to urgent care and was diagnosed with bronchitis, and I was taking two antibiotics, two inhibitors, one was a steroid, one was albuterol. I was taking Bronchaid, Benadryl, and Robitussin, and I was having trouble breathing. I couldn't breathe, so I went into urgent care, and I wasn't aware of the medications I was taking, and then I was showing up as false positive, but that's what happened.
So you're saying that because of the medication that it showed up as being methamphetamine, that is your testimony is that that was because of some other medication that you had taken because of your medical situation. Do I understand that correct, sir?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, sir. Let me see if the board member might have any questions. Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal.
So, what drug combination is supposedly going to cause a positive for an illegal substance?
I'm not a doctor. I don't know. I just know the medications I was taking, and I couldn't breathe, and I was just taking what I was prescribed and what was brought to me.
Okay, well, I'm sure they didn't prescribe methamphetamine. And that's what the GCMS report does, is it verifies when they get a positive amphetamine, which is a legal drug, it verifies whether it's an amphetamine or whether it's a methamphetamine. And this GCMS says it was methamphetamine, and I'm sure nobody dispensed that to you. And it takes a very heated chemical process to take two or three things and put them together, turn them into meth. So, okay, well, thank you, sir.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Ms. Neal, any further questions? No further questions, and I'm going to move this forward. I'm going to make a motion to go into phase two based upon information contained in right number 2019W0124, as well as testimony from the Department of Corrections to Mr. Brady, as well as our discussion with Mr. Jones. I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kawadis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. At this time, sir, we are going into phase two of your hearing. And if you can just hold one moment, let me make sure that I have my right boxes checked here. Just give me a second here. Because if they don't check the right ones, then they're going to come back and make me do it over again. And I don't want to do that. So I have my boxes checked now. Okay. So we are ready to move on. As I said, now we're going into phase two of your hearing. Phase two of your hearing is very important. And one reason it's so important is because at the end of phase two, this board will make a determination whether to continue you on supervision or to revoke your supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Once we receive this information, then we're going to come back, talk to you, and you can tell us anything that you want to tell us at that time as it relates to your case. So at this time, we're going to get this some testimony about you and your past, and then we're going to come back and listen to you, sir. Honorable Mr. Brady, that you give us some information, sir.
Mr. Jones was released from the U.S. on December 14th of 2018. He was arrested on January 15th of 2019 by portal staff. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on January 15th of 2019. He has a CCD of April 14th of 2019 that reflects zero of found days. Current conviction, 2013, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. He has one term with DOC. His CUIR scores are 2-3, minimum scores are 1, social abuse scores are 1. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term of supervision. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, 2001. Burglary, California, felony conviction, probation. 2001. Manslaughter, California felony conviction, state prison. He has a community risk score of a G2, V2.
Okay, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Brady. And at this time, so based on information that I see that when you were released to community supervision from Tucson, that you were placed in VA, at the first location would have been 2501 West Ames, and then you were transferred to another VA facility, which would be 6632 South 22nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. And then on January 7, 2019, you were discharged from V-Ray, and on January 8, 2019, you were given permission to reside at 14401 North 32nd Court in Phoenix, Arizona. When you went to 37 Court in Phoenix, Arizona, whose residence was that, or that was your residence, sir?
That's my friend's, and my co-officer approved that address for me to stay at.
Okay. And why did you leave the first V-Ray? I'm just curious on that one. That has nothing to do with the decision, but why did you leave from one V-Ray to go to another V-Ray, sir?
They said it was a better facility. The one that I was at was for SMI, and since I was self-paying, I could go into the other one.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much for clarifying that, sir. I do note that you do show employment, so exactly what were you doing? I guess you have some skills there at Carver Stone Auto Spa, so you have some skills to the reason you want to do that there, sir?
No, that December 14th when I was released, that was my first time out of custody in 18 years, 8 months. I was extradited out to Arizona from prison in California, so when I got out, I looked for any kind of work, and I started working at the car wash in Cobblestone.
Okay. And so, this one, I just want to make sure I understand what you're saying. I think I understand, but I'm not sure. So once you were out of custody in California, you decided to relocate in Arizona, is that correct, sir?
No, I was extradited from California out here to serve out my last year.
Okay.
Since I was locked up May 2nd, 2000, my first time out in being incarcerated was December 14, 2018.
Okay. And so when you were released from Tucson, DOC, were you continuing on supervision, or had you completed all of your connections with the Department of Corrections at that point, sir? I'm just asking if you were on supervision or parole or probation or anything, sir.
I'm on parole for Arizona, yes.
Okay. Okay, sir. Okay, I'm going to see if other board members might have any questions for you at this time.
Yes, sir. Okay,
I don't see any because the only reason I didn't mention the methamphetamine is because I think that Mr. Neal had that discussion earlier, and I don't see any questions from other board members. Therefore, at this time, sir, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but as I stated, this is your hearing. I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell the board anything else that you want to tell the board that can help the board make an informed decision at this point, whether to continue on supervision or to revoke your supervision. So anything else you want to tell the board, sir? We're prepared to listen.
Yes, I would like to. About the refusing program at the MRC, I had no idea it was a ICE facility. I thought it was like another sort of prison. I'm from California, and when I came out, everyone talked about how California served slop and mango bags. That's what I thought they were trying to tell me I was going. It was a complete misunderstanding, and that's my fault. I didn't hear what they were talking about, and I asked for a prison to come back. It's the last place I want to be. If I would have known that, I would have rather picked that. The day I got out, December 14th, like I said, that was my first time out in 18 years, 8 months. I hit the ground running. I got my ID. I started looking for work. I went to DES. I attended NAAA meetings. I got a sponsor, Mike Burns, who's been a tremendous help to me. I was working the 12 steps. I opened up a checking account at Bank of America for the first time ever, applied for a secure credit to establish good credit. I bought a gym membership, which is still going out there for 3 months, acquired a job at Cobblestone, and just started studying for my driver's permit. And my goals are to attend college. I did attend college while I was out. It was 32 days I was out to be a dental assistant at UEI. I just want to get out there and start living, sir. You know, being here is not what I want.
Mm-hmm. We We certainly appreciate everything that you've said and it's in committee that you're moving in the right direction. So, but will this board let you out? I just want to ask a couple of questions before we go into discussion. I mean, before the board goes into discussion. Will the board let you out at this point or in April? What are you planning? What are you planning to reside, sir? Because as you said that you're here in Arizona for the first time and the first time that you've been out in a number of years. So where would you reside? Would you go back to with your friend? Where would you reside, sir?
Well, I will go back to my friend's house, and she's a wonderful person who's given me nothing but support and help, and she just wants to see me succeed. But after I kill my number out here, my parole, I'm supposed to report back to California for my parole, but what I'm trying to do in the meantime is get a reinstatement so I can stay out here. I have no family. Everyone has passed away in my family since I've been down. So I have nothing back in California, and I would have to start all over from the beginning, just like I did on December 14th. Out here, I have a place to stay. I can save up money. My goals are to save up for a car and my own place eventually, and just start doing good and get my life in order.
Okay, sir. You explained it quite well, sir. Okay. At this time, sir, the board is going into discussion, and in the state of Arizona, we operate under the open meeting laws. Please stay on the phone. You can hear everything that we say. We don't say anything behind your back. We say everything while you're listening. Here in the state of Arizona, we don't go out to them and make decisions. And just for your information, we have not discussed the progress, have not discussed your case prior to our sitting here talking to you at this point, sir. So I just wanted you to be aware of that since this is your first time before the Board of Executive Clemency in the state of Arizona. The board is now in discussion, so everybody can remain quiet except the board members, and now we will go into discussion. I do find that Mr. Jones is a very interesting individual, having been incarcerated those number of years. And this was just an unfortunate situation that he ended up being reincarcerated after being released for such a short period of time. But things like that happen from time to time. If we do not release him today, I think he will be out in about less than 7 weeks, at any rate, April 14th, I think, counting my fingers and toes correct, he'll be out very shortly. I think this is just one board member, and we do act independent of each other, Mr. Jones, but I think that it's in his best interest just to continue to get this behind him, and as it relates to this, not California, and maybe something in Arizona, but he would, as it relates to this situation, he would not have any obligations to the Department of Corrections, and I think that this would be in his best interest. He won't have to be for this purpose. He would not have to be reporting to a parole officer or nobody watching over him at that point. He would be on his own, except that his other situation that we have no control over in the state of Arizona. So that's just my feeling, but I am prepared to listen to other board members because I feel that he has a great future before him. I think that if he could just sit back and work with his person, with the NAAA, and just have everything in place and work with the person who's supporting him, have everything in ready on April the 14th, then he can get out and be successful. Only one person speaking, so I'm going to be quiet there and listen to other board members. Okay, here is nothing from other board members at this time. I am going to offer a motion. And my motion is going to be based upon the information that's been presented to the board as well as information contained in the warrant, and that is going to be to find that Mr. Jones, that is Aaron Jones, ADC number 284125, did violate terms of condition supervision, that he was delinquent, and based upon the new fact that whatever happened with that methamphetamine, and he had no idea that the Department of Corrections had this great program at MRC, although he was not aware of it, but this was a great program. Therefore, I'm going to move on that based on those reasons to report to his community supervision, and also inasmuch as he was scheduled to be released in a very short period of time. That's my motion to revoke.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, read by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. So your community supervision has been revoked. I hope that you look at it the same way that I'm looking at it. This is not a negative. We just want, because you're going to be put this behind you very shortly in a few weeks, and I think that if you can just stay in there, put that plan together, then you can be successful here in state of Arizona. Hopefully you can remain here and not go back to California, but that's something that you're going to have to work on. That's beyond us. But we thank you so much for your participation. Good luck, and we don't want to see you again in Armstrong the next time we see you. Maybe at Cobblestone or somewhere else, we can wave at you and say, hello, how are you doing, and tell you how glad we are to see you because you are successful out in the community. Just when you were here, sir, and if you would be kind enough to put 303 back on the phone, we would certainly appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.